now, don't ya? If you've been listening to Steve Swift's Rambling Reviews, and I know so many of you have, from Land's End to John O'Groats and other countries as well, you're having a listen, you're bending an ear. And I like that. Or lending an ear. Is it lending an ear? I'm bending your ear, you're lending an ear. That's the way it works. And it is working that way, which is nice. Thank you so much. And you'll know, if you've listened, that I like British Wrestling Promotion Spinebuster Wrestling. And it's their episode 7. My word, it's flying by, isn't it? Time flies when you're having fun, they say. That is the case here. Now, this week, Ivy and Zizzy, who, you know, they have that baby megaphone that certainly Ivy screams at people with. They last week said, we think we can beat Sunshine Machine, Mambo and Connors. And to do that, we need to take on New Vision, who, of course, the Kid Devon and Kurt Rain, of course, who took they took it to Sunshine Machine a couple of weeks ago, and it was great. Really great match. Was it last week? A really great match. So they want to get through New Vision, then they can fight Sunshine Machine. I mean, it's a good way of trying it, isn't it? And actually, it's a rather good match. Ivy's got the megaphone to start with, and both Kid Devon and Kurt Rain are both... Their eardrums are blasted out with that. So she's doing that to Kurt Rain on the apron. Meanwhile, Kid Devon lies, or rather, kneels behind her. Kurt Rain pushes her. We get a schoolboy roll up. It isn't the pin. Don't worry. There is a lot more coming on in this match, including a Kid Devon high crossbody off the second rope, which is great. Ivy distracting Kid on the ropes and, well, on the top, actually. And he's just pulled to the mat. It's horrible, actually. She kicks him right in the back. Zizzy smacks both of them. There's a Devon double DDT. Really nice. Devon double DDT. Very nice. Say it 3 times fast. Kurt Rain gets a suplex and back elbows in the corner. Gets a flying knee for a long 2 count. Going very well, this. They really do mesh together, these two teams. And then we've got Zizzy throwing Kid Devon off the top. And then missing a moonsault. And Devon, well, almost missing it. She just kind of clips him with her feet. And Devon thinking, I can do better than that. Anything you can do, I can do better. Try on this moonsault for size. Yeah, he really hits it. And it's lovely. Ref then gets distracted by Ivy. And Zizzy smacks Devon with the megaphone. Jimmy Hart. Unbelievable. Yeah, Jimmy Hart. Of course. And she gets the pin from that. Of course, Jimmy Hart. Then Ivy smacks Kurt with a megaphone as well afterwards, and Sunshine Machine chased them off. So it worked, didn't it? They beat New Vision, all by nefarious means, and they got the attention of Sunshine Machine, and it looks like they will probably fight down the line. Job
very much done
for Ivy and Zizzy. By the way, Chuck's wearing a bucket hat. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, all that. Or Jack Swagger, whatever he's called now, in AEW. Doesn't suit him at all. Okay, Levi Muir is coming for Leon Slater. He reckons that last week, when he won last week, it was rather good. Well, it wasn't, actually. You were two big blokes, and Remy almost beat you last week, didn't he? He almost beat you. You did prevail, but it wasn't clear-cut. So really, when you're talking about, I'm going to come to you for you because I beat him last week, don't big yourself up, mate. You've got a lot to learn. Having said that, don't take it the wrong way because you're a big bloke. Now, Nina Samuels versus Maya Matthews. This match doesn't take place. Why? Nina just smacks her with a chair before the match and it's over. That's really rather good. I was surprised, actually. I thought we're going to have the match here. I think Nina Samuels will win, but oh, it's over. Great. Really nicely done because it gives more time for this middle scramble match. Alex Vaughan versus Aluna Blue versus Ronnie Knox versus Fabio versus Ted Sabin versus Stan Copley. Bloody hell. I hope the ring's been reinforced because there's a lot of action here. It's wonderful. Everybody gets their bits in and that is really hard to do. So Ronnie takes on two people. She's called the engineer. There's a big tad kick to her head, though. Big tad kick to the head. And Fabio then hits half Nelson suplex and a kind of sliced bread type move. Stan Copley is really fast. Alex stops him with a kick. You might as well. Aluna Blue hits a Rana, a Hurricane Rana that would be. Dives out on loads of them. Fabio does it too. Sabian thinks, I'll change things up a bit. Moonsaults off the apron onto loads of them. There's a Sabian springboard back elbow. Straight into a Ronnie Knox Tornado DDT. Straight into a Fabio Wheelbarrow Bulldog. An Alex Vaughan Death Valley Driver and Neckbreaker combo. Blimey neck. It's extraordinary. I had to stop it to make me notes. Great, really well done. Alex Vaughan then hits a forearm shiver and a sleeper. And then you've got Aluna fighting out of it, dropping down and rolling him up and getting the pin. That was a surprise. I didn't expect that. It was so good. And then we've got a Sunshine Machine promo, which is also really nice. I mean, they have such fun together, don't they? And the bucket hat has gone. Ding, 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 ding. That's enough of that. So, your main event is Tyler Owens versus Sky Smithson. Now, we know that they've had previous and Sky's attacked Tyler. I think it was last week or the week before, wasn't it? And a lot's happened in a week. And they were bound to collide in the ring. And they do collide quite a lot of times. Blooming good, this. They fight on the stage, in fact. Well, Sky attacks Tyler on the stage while he's being introduced, throws him off that stage to the floor, and then dives off with a flying forearm to the head. Then the bell rings. He's already been beaten up. So Owens hits a drop kick and some punches, but walks into a massive Smithson chop. You can really hear that. An elbow to the back of the head. I mean, she just drops one right on the back of his head. An elbow, that is. Then you've got a Smithson drop kick and a double bicep pose, because she's got those biceps as well. Then a long vertical suplex and a slam. Or call on the commentary of Falconaro version of it. I suppose you could say that. It was more like a slam, though. Then she puts her foot on his throat. That's just really lack of respect. Cranks on the head, stomps on the head as well. Owens is back with a lovely enziguri, and they are both down. They get back up to trade shots. There's an Owens drive-by knee, but a lovely Smithson clothesline turns him inside out. She hits a sort of air raid crash for a long two count. Then a sleeper or a choke. He pushes off the turnbuckle for a pin attempt. Apparently, according to the commentary, Smithson is currently on Struggle Street. Now, I still prefer Rubberleg Street, Gorilla, but that's great. Struggle Street's really good, actually. Then there's an Owen Tiger Driver. He gets a long two out of that. But Smithson comes back with a gut-wrench powerbomb and then runs into a knee from Owen. He hits a sort of Falconaro, I think it was. Gets the pin. I never expected that. He was the underdog, and that's the way it's played out in recent weeks. Love it. What will Smithson do to him now? If I were him, I would up his life insurance. Because she's not going to be happy with that. She's going to come back at him. And I'm going to come back for more episodes of Spinebuster Wrestling, because this was just marvellous. I don't think it's getting better every week, because it was fantastic to start with, and they've kept that up. That's hard to do. Can't wait for next week. Got a great match coming up. More of that next week, because inevitably, I'll be there. And I hope you will too. Ta-ta.